She is giving this term or analogy of waiting room to the life. I felt a little hurt. But when I asked her, she told me that if you see when a person is in their childhood, what do we wait? You remember our children days, our childhood days? What we used to dream? When I'll become old, when I'll go to college, no need of attendance, no dress code, let me go to college very fast. When we go to college, are we happy? What boring classes. We start bunking them. We want to start earning money and run fast so that we can settle and have more and more luxuries on our own. We don't have to depend on our parents. So again, we are waiting to grow old. And when we start working hard, earning money from day to night and night to day, we wait, when will I retire from this place? When will I retire from this hard work? And when the retirement comes, if we look back, I think we would agree to this analogy that whole life has gone like a waiting room. We keep on waiting for miseries to go and so-called pleasures to come, which never come. And even if they come, it doesn't last long. And in this waiting period, maybe we forgot to live. Is it so? Yeah? We forgot to live what we should have done. I'm a doctor, and when I go to hospital, it's just my personal experience that I've seen that most of the people in deathbed, they're lamenting. Lamenting for? Not for what they did, for what they did not do and what they could have done. Yeah? It is a very, very common feature we see. When a person we see on deathbed, he's lamenting, oh, I wasted my life. And that time, the life is already gone. Nothing more you could do about it. Albert Einstein has told a very nice thing. Intellectuals solve problems, but geniuses prevent them. You understand what it means? That those who are intelligent can solve when a problem comes. But those who are above even intellectuals, they are called genius. Because they don't wait for the problems to come and then to solve it. They just prevent them. So, when I was going through all this thing with my own self, I really realized that let's join this gang of genius. Not in material terms. Not to join NASA or any big technological companies. But genius in real term. That when we come towards end of our life, we don't lament. That what I could have done, and oh God, I wasted my life. This human life is like a diamond. Such precious life. But if we waste it, just like using as a paperweight, then we all will lament. And we all feel so happy that now we are in 21st century. Gone are those days when people used to go by bullock carts. Now we can fly. We can go from one place to other in few hours. From here to America, not a big distance. And sending mails or sending message from here to another part of world, how far it is? Click of a button. Fraction of a second. We have advanced so much. But has this lamentation decreased? Has it? No. Today also, same lamentation. So, which way are we advancing? And I would like to congratulate all of you today that you all have shown your sincerity to be part of genius. Why? Because we don't want to lament. We want to do something good with our life so that at the end of the life, we don't feel bad or sorry. And all of you are here, so I would just tell all of you are genius. I would tell you a story of one more genius, king. There was one person who was drowning in an ocean. He was almost having no hopes that he'll be saved. But to his good luck, one ship was passing by, and the people in that ship saw him and they saved him. He was feeling very, very happy. With that people, he went back to their country. And all those people, when saw him, they told him, "We have a very good proposal for you." He was wondering what it is. So he said, "We want to make you king of our country." And he was, "Wow, this comes a bonus. I'm not only saved, now I'm going to become king of this place." And they said that you will get all the luxuries, all the facilities, everything at your service. Whatever you want, and you can be happy. Just like all the advertisements today, if you see around, you know, Dena Bank, this bank, this all different types of corporates, they'll come out with different advertisement that you all will be happy. But have you seen a small star at the end? Have you seen? They'll say you can use all this facility, and at the end there'll be a small star. And at the bottom, that star means conditions apply. Have you read this? And if you go into the terms and conditions, you'll be shocked because they are going to cheat you. Same way, this person was told that you'll become king and you'll get everything, but conditions apply. So when he went to ask what is the conditions, he was told that at the end of 1 year, he will no more be king. He will be sent to one of the islands and left alone there. So he was wondering, what type of country this is? So they said, "This is the rule here. We choose one person. Whoever decides to become king gets everything. But at the end of 1 year, he's sent to the island. No one is on that island. So 1 year, that person really enjoys well, tries to get maximum out of life. And at the end of the year, he is crying. So this person started thinking what to do. But he was a genius. He was not like others. He accepted it. Just after 15 days, he told the minister, "I want to go and see that island." Because he was king, the minister had to follow. So he went to the island and saw it was full of dark jungle, lot of wild animals. Not only that, he saw a lot of skeleton over there. Whose skeleton? Previous kings. He came back. Next day, he called 100 laborers. And then he told that all of you go and clear up that forest. After a month, when they came back, he gave them all the facilities to go and build nice houses, gardens, fountains, very nice things. After some time, he sent some very nice pet animals there. Not only that, every month, whatever money he would get for his luxuries, he would not spend much, but he would send most of it to that island. So at the end of 1 year, he was ready. Not only ready, but happy to go there. Why? Because this 1 year, he did not waste his life or his time just utilizing and enjoying the luxuries, but he used his farsightedness. And he was a genius. I'm not saying that this 21st century is not good. Definitely, 21st century has given us lots and lots and lots. Industrialization, economic development, technology. We have seen the heights of technology which maybe olden people could not have even thought of. When the Wright brother thought of making some vehicle which can fly, it was beyond imagination. But now we are seeing it. So this technology has given us lots of luxuries, lots of amenities, lots of comforts. No doubt about it. But the problem is that in this luxury, are we really going ahead to be really happy? What these luxuries are meant for? What these luxuries are meant for? For making us happy. For making us more peaceful. Giving more satisfaction. So that we can really feel nice. Right? But if you look around, is this a scene today? Is it the scene today? Yeah? This century has given us so much of technology and scientific advancement that people have started running fast. Darwin's theory was survival of fittest. But now it has become survival of fastest. Whoever runs fast will make the life successful. That has become as if the slogan for this 21st century. People just run and run and run. There's nothing wrong in running. If you want to win the medal in Olympics, in running competition, you have to run. So is it wrong? It's not wrong. But if the person who is competing, if he starts running in the other direction, will he be given medal? No. People will say he's a fool. Why? Because only speed is not important. Along with the speed, what is important? Direction. Yeah? Along with the speed, direction is required. If we start running and running and running, but if the direction turns out to be wrong, what will happen? We are going away from the goal. Yeah? So, if we look back and say that this technology which is meant for giving us happiness, which it is really trying, or we are trying to get happiness out of all this advancement, then to find out whether we are running in the right direction or not, if we look at the result, what is the result? I would say that if we were running in the right direction, we all would have been more happy. But if the result is not so, it means there is something wrong in the direction. Have you noticed, I'm sure all of you must be knowing about it, that in this century, there is much more increase in the physical diseases all around the world. Every 45 seconds, there is one person getting heart attack. Can you imagine? Every 4 seconds, there is one person attempting suicide in the world. Can you imagine? Cancers have gone much, much high than what we could have even imagined. You will feel that when doctor is giving a big statistic about the disease, it's not to discourage you, but this is the fact. Mental diseases have become rampant. In America, it is said that every third person is suffering from mental disease. May it be depression, may it be anxiety, may it be compulsive disease. Behavioral problems are not at all unknown to you. Alcoholism, smoking, terrorism. Are you witnessing? Yeah? Did ever anybody think of having this bomb blast in past? Just so recently in this 1 month, what were terrors we have seen? Even traveling by train has become a terror now. Just now when I was getting in the train at Mira Road, usually don't travel by train. I saw police going around. I got down at Mira Road and I'm seeing police going around, moving with their gadgets to see what person is getting what. Even taking a breath has become so difficult, so fearful. Air pollution, water pollution. I'll tell you one thing, don't feel discouraged, but to breathe air in Bombay means smoking 2 packets of cigarettes a day. That is the level of air pollution in Bombay. But still we want to stay here. We don't want to go back to our original life. So this is the second side of coin. Sometimes we say that the night will follow day and day will follow night. But at least they follow each other. They are not at the same time. But 2 sides of coin are together all the time. And this is the second side of our 21st century, which is really very, very fearful, very, very dark. And it forces us to see that are we heading in the right direction? Is this what we are looking for? Is the answer yes or no? Yeah? Answer is no. If this is not we want from 21st century, then what are we looking at? I had just done a small survey and I would maybe just ask all of you a question. Maybe few of you can raise your hand. And if I tell you to fill in the blanks of one question, what you will fill it with. And my question is, I would like to live a life full of dash. What? Tell me. Yeah? Devotion. Yes. Anything else? I would like to live my life full of happiness. Anything else? Happiness, devotion, love, integrity, truth. Yeah? This is what we all are looking forward to. Nobody says, I want to have a life full of frustration. Nobody says, I want to have a life full of hatred. Nobody says that. But if we open our eyes, be honest to ourselves, is happiness more or distress more? Is love more or hatred more? People are competing to the neck. Maybe I would not say even neck. They're not even neck down. Now everything has gone beyond our head. Yeah? People have become so much hatred. They have so much of hatred, egoism, competition in their heart that it is seen with this terrorist activity. It is, when we see this terrorist activity, what does it represent? Nothing but hatred. Nothing but degradation of value. Yeah? Is anybody who is not agreeing with me? This is what we are seeing around us. So, if we say the life has many dimensions. Length, breadth, depth, height. What does it mean by having length of the life? Quantity, the duration of life. Can we control it? We can't control it. At least beyond some limit, we try. But let me tell you, being doctor, we cannot control. Many times people feel that, no, by taking good care of my health and by taking good care of my diet, I can prolong my life. But we see day in and day out, two patients having same disease, same problem, to same degree, given same treatment, one will come back and one will not come back. Why? It's not we are treating. We always say that we treat, he cures. We always do our best, but finally, the final decision is with the Lord. If somebody has finished his number of breaths, he can't have any more. So, the quantity or the length of the life cannot be controlled. So, what can we control? Quality. Can we control our quality? Yes. So, if we can control the quality of our life, if we want to have the life which is full of happiness, love, devotion, integrity, high value. But if it is not so, then I think it's the time to take a break. It's a very common word. Let's take a break. Take a break for what? To go and have a tea? Tea break? Not routine tea, then we can have a herbal tea and come back. No, it's not like that. Not even coffee break, but a time to take a break, to pause and introspect. Introspect with what? Let's re-examine our own life and decide that if we are not heading in the right direction and if we are not going to get, or if we are not sure that what we are going to get is what we want, and finally, if it is going to end at our life with lamentation, then I would say at least, I would take a break. And even maybe at the cost of reducing the speed of life or readjusting the direction, but I think it is worth re-examining and taking a decision what we want. There is one very big person. His name is called Ben Stein. And he has given a nice proverb. He has said, Shishirada Gopinath ji ki, okay, we'll continue. So he has said that first step in getting the things the way you want, or first step in getting the things out of your life, is decide what you want. Yeah? If we know what we want, then at least we can walk in that direction. Yesterday there was a very nice, not yesterday, I think day before yesterday, there was a nice article in Times of India. My other friend just forwarded it to me, knowing this is my topic. So in that, in America, they had done a survey of people, those who are really running fast to earn more and more and more money. And that study was to show, does the amount of money you earn and you have has any relationship with happiness? The graph increased for a short while in the beginning till you earn money to fulfill your basic needs. Yeah? But as soon as your basic needs are done, there is no relationship between money and happiness. That is what they have proved. Once we have, let it be now. We can have it last. Maybe we'll just rush over it or summarize it with it. No, we don't want it. Let it be. So, if we see, then they found that in the beginning, when people don't have enough money for even surviving, that time money can give little happiness. But as soon as you have reached your basic needs, then you want to have money for security during your lean times. Then you want more money for luxuries. And then you don't know for what you want. You just want it. They found that most of the people, those who have millions of rupees, and they're still trying to earn millions more, for what? Just for the heck of it. They asked them, why you want to work? Why you want to still work so hard? Because we have nothing more to do in life. What is the reason? They just don't know what they're doing. So if we are sure and if we are clear what we want in our life, then at this stage, we can decide the direction, whether it requires any more adjustment, and then go ahead. Instead of going, running, and at the end of it, finding that the main road or the actual road is left somewhere long behind. So if we want actually to take decision, Lord has given us full freedom. Lord always gives us some hints. He will always give some indications to us. But He will never force us. Why? Because He loves us. I'll just tell you a small story. That there was one person who always wanted a very nice, shining new car. And he got it. So he thought, let me go out with my new car for a nice long drive. He was passing with very high speed. And when he was passing through a lonely place, he was just looking around, just feeling happy that he is going in a nice car. He just happened to see some small child. And he did not pay much attention and he went ahead. But to his surprise, one big piece of brick came and hit the car. And here was he. Something which was so dear to him, which he had worked so hard to get, and he had got it just one day prior, and today somebody has broken it. He just stopped, came out, red hot with anger. His eyes were looking for this mischievous boy who had done this damage. Immediately he spotted one small child who was trying to hide behind some wall. He rushed in the direction, pulled out that child, and gave him a tight slap. I think some of us also will do the same thing, right? If we have a big, nice car and somebody throws a stone over it, we will also give a big slap. It didn't do anything wrong. And he asked him, why did you do so? And the child started crying. Tears were rolling down on his cheeks. He couldn't speak. He just showed finger and towards the ground. And when that man looked on the ground, there was a mentally crippled boy fallen on the ground with a wheelchair lying next to him. That boy, crying, told him that he's my brother, he's crippled. I had taken him out, but unluckily he fell out of the wheelchair. And he's so big that I can't lift him and put it on the chair. And since long I was waiting, if someone comes on this side and can help me out. When I saw you coming, I waved at you, trying to get your attention. But I could not. And when you were passing by, I thought my hopes are going. What if no one else comes? And I couldn't resist. But just to get your attention, I took one piece of stone and threw at your car. And that man couldn't say a word. He was ashamed of himself. In this running so fast, have we lost our values behind? Maybe unknowingly. Maybe without even noticing that the culture, the values are getting left behind, even without our notice, and we are just running ahead. If we see our youngsters today, is it not a common sight to see more young people going into alcoholism, gambling, smoking, terrorism? I was just hearing one of the class where the speaker was saying that it's a real thing that in jail there was a big gangster, and when his office was raided, they found that they had got a lot of letters of the youngsters saying that they have graduated from these things, but I think they want to, like, saying that we want to make our career in this criminal things. So can you please employ us? Just to make more money at very fast rate, where our young generation is going. Lord always whispers to us. If we do not whisper, if we do not listen to the whisper, wait for the brick. It will come. If not today, then tomorrow. And such was a brick we saw last month when those bombs were blasted. When we hear this thing, that a person who was just alive in our hospital when we were serving few of the patients, one lady came crying. She said, I wish the bomb would have blasted 3 minutes later. I said, why? Is this a desire to have? She said that my son called me up when the train started from Borivali that, Mama, I'm very hungry. Can you keep my lunch, my dinner ready? And he had just crossed Mira Road. In 3 minutes, he would have gone down in Bhayandar. But just after the train left Mira Road, the bomb blasted and he was no more. When I hear this and when we come across these things, don't we start thinking that, is this what we want? There is not even sometimes time given even to lament. What to speak of lamentation at the time of death? Sometimes we might not even get time to lament. So if we really want solution, that let's do something good that we don't have to lament. And if we want to be real genius, then God has given his whispers. In Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 17th shloka, Lord Krishna has said, Yukta har viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta cheshtasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta swapnava bodhasya, yogo bhavati dukkha. He who has his life regulated, he who is regulated in his activities of sleeping, eating, recreation, and work, he mitigates all material pains by performing yoga. Sometimes we hear this youngster saying, oh, Bhagavad Gita spoken 5,000 years ago. It's not practical. But after hearing this shloka, can we say that Lord Krishna's words are not practical? He has said, regulate your life. He did not say, don't eat, don't sleep, don't enjoy. No recreation. Did he say like that? He didn't. We always have our own ideas that Bhagavad Gita is not meant for today, but it is meant for all times. He is very, very practical. He has told us that we should be regulated. How can we be regulated? In matter of sleeping, early to bed, early to rise makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. We have been hearing this, but do we follow? No. At night, some Ekta Kapoor serial is coming, so we get delayed. Something is going on. Somebody is playing on the internet. Most of the time on internet, people are just playing games or chatting, wasting time. Scientifically, I would like to share a thing with you, that 1 hour sleep between night 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock is equivalent to 3 hours sleep. 1 hour sleep between night 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock is equal to 2 hours. And anything after that is not even 1 hour. So if we sleep early, then by sleeping for less hours, our body can rejuvenate much faster. But if we are going to sleep late, obviously even after sleeping for 7 and 8 hours, we'll feel tired. It's scientific. But our elders did not know all the scientific proofs. They did not require. They knew it. That's why they would go early to sleep and early to rise. But what has happened now? It has become just the reverse. Late to bed, late to get up. But then again, the life has become so miserable. How can we be regulated in eating? Eat as much as you want, but eat sattvic food, which is allowed according to what Krishna has said. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. And that also after offering it to the Lord. When we offer it to the Lord, it becomes prasad. What is the meaning of word prasad, you know? Prasad means mercy. Why it is called mercy? Because when we offer the food to Lord, the Lord puts His mercy. He's not going to eat. Does He eat away? If He starts actually eating it, maybe we'll stop offering Him. Bapre, wo kha jate hai. Yeah. But He's so merciful. He puts His mercy. He takes from that. What He takes? He takes love and devotion offered with that food. And He puts His mercy. And when we eat that food, which is called prasad, we get His mercy and we get purified automatically from the heart. Yeah? How do we become more regulated in recreation? We are getting bored Monday to Saturday. So much of work, college, so many things. So we also want recreation at the end of the day. But there is no need of seeing TVs and movies. At the end of 3 hours of a movie, if you see, you have tired more your mind. You have bombarded your mind, your body, with more of poison. It is not actually a recreation. If you see the level of toxins after seeing any of these movies in the body, there are always more. So actually we say that we are recreation, we are having recreation by these activities, but it's wrong. It's not giving any happiness to the body or mind. Definitely not to the soul. So how do we recreate? Meet your friends who are devotees. Talk about Lord and His devotees. Come to temple on Sundays. Those who have come to temple on Sunday, there is nice kirtan, lecture, dancing, feasting, everything is there. And you really feel nice at the end of the Sunday. And you feel, now I'm ready for the next week. Has anybody attended our Sunday program? Is there anybody who has not attended our Sunday program here? Not attended. So please ask those who have attended and find out how do they feel at the end of this few, 3 or 4 hours of Sunday program or whenever they come for such discourses. And is that not a better solution of recreation than this cheap and degrading things? And how do we become regulated in our work? Krishna did not say stop working. On the top of it, He said that one cannot survive if he stops working. Everybody has to work. Krishna has told us. So we have to work. But how do we work? We work with Krishna in the center of our life. We have to endeavor. A lion cannot sleep with his mouth open and say the prey is going to come and fall in my mouth. It's not going to happen. He has to work. Endeavor is important. But what is condemned? Over-endeavor. Till it is regulated, till it is within some limit, it is absolutely fine. Yeah? Next part of the solution. Nowadays we hear that, oh shit, why am I born in India? Such a poor country, dirty everywhere, poverty everywhere. I wish I would have been born in UK, I would have been born in America. And now that I'm not born there, at least let me try and work hard to at least go there and settle there. You have heard about NRIs? Yeah? What does NRI stand for? Non-resident Indians. Indians, those who are staying abroad, but they're Indians. So they're called as non-resident Indians. But their future generation is becoming RNIs. What is that? Resident non-Indians. Yeah? We are staying in India, but we don't like India. Our heart is somewhere else. Why? Because we do not value our own culture. We have no respect for the spiritual rich heritage we have got. The whole world is looking today. They have realized over a few decades that they all are running fast, but they have realized that it's not giving them satisfaction, and the whole world is today looking at India for peace, for satisfaction, for loving relationship. Let me tell you, just a few months ago I was in London, and the next door person will not even know who is staying next door to you. It's such a rare thing in India, at least. Most of the neighbors are having good family type of relationship. We say also many times that the most important relatives are your neighbors. At the time of your need, first person who is going to come is neighbors. That is a culture, that is a value we have here. But it's already lost abroad, and we are on the verge of it now. Yeah? So, when we will have grateful heart for being in this culture, and when we will accept it, then we can actually experience that satisfaction in our heart. We should really value, not become RNIs, but we should value what we have got and take it in our life and see that how good and how important it is to be born in this land of India. If you see the history, the scriptures, Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Buddha, everybody, all incarnations have come in India. Why? Because that is the land of spirituality. That is the land of Vedic culture. And if we will not value that, then we should be ashamed of ourselves. Next, we should simplify our life. How to simplify? Simple formula, ABCD, associate. If we want to become engineers, we'll join the College of Engineering, right? If we want to become doctors, we'll go and join the college, medical college, right? So if we want to become happy, we should join the college where the people are happy and those who are making others happy. As simple as that. Is it not a common sense? Yeah? So do you look around? If you come on Sundays or if you come for programs, just look around. Are people happy over here? Are they really satisfied? The love between them is really genuine. And if yes, I'm saying, come see yourself. And if yes, if they are happy, their relationship is really genuinely loving. This is what we are looking for. And why not to join this college? Associate with them. Read books, scriptures, which will give real knowledge. What is the knowledge of today, you know? Education society or education system. In Bengal, there was one ISKCON sannyasi. He went to one printing press. And he saw that one examination paper was getting printed and he was just going through it. So there was one question on that. Tomar ki porichoy means, what is your identity? Who are you? Luckily, same time, the school teacher came there to collect those papers. So this sannyasi asked him, that what is the answer for this? So this teacher told, that anyone who writes that I am an Indian, I am a Bengali, I am a boy, girl, he'll get full marks. So this sannyasi asked, what if a person writes that I am a soul? I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am servant of Krishna. So the teacher told, he'll get 0 mark. So is this the parampara of illusory knowledge? This is the same illusory knowledge being passed down in parampara. And if I would describe the education today, what do we do for education. We are working hard, studying hard. For what? For getting a certificate. Yeah? We all want certificate. We have to have some certificate at the end of our education. BCom, BSc, MBBS, whatever. Yeah, BE. What is a certificate? A piece of paper. And to get that one piece of paper, we study hundreds and hundreds and hundreds pieces of paper. Yeah? And at end of every year, we'll write down something on some other pieces of paper. Just so that at end of our education, we'll get that one piece of paper. Why? Because that one piece of paper is going to give us many more pieces of papers. Yeah? So, education today has become a story of pieces of paper. Is this the education what we want to have? We have left our real knowledge quite behind. I'm not saying that we stop studying, don't go to college. But don't forget that this is temporary. There is something higher than that. There is real knowledge. It's given in our scriptures. Let's take shelter of the books, which will give us real knowledge, which is long-lasting. Third part of the simple formula, association, books, chanting, and diet. Chanting. There was a death procession going by, and a small boy was standing on the road with his father. So the boy asked him, "Papa, what are they saying?" So when the death procession is going on, what people are saying? Ram Naam Satya Hai. So the father said, they are chanting the name of the Lord, Ram. So he said, "But the person who is lying, why is he not chanting?" So father said, "Because he is dead." So the boy said, "So those who do not chant, they are dead." So simple. The child can understand, but can't we understand? If we do not chant, if we will not take the name of the Lord, we are dead. If not today, tomorrow. Anyhow, we are going to die. But the soul is eternal. And if we will not make use of our body, then living dead we will become. And last is diet. I already told that when we have prasadam, it really helps in purifying our own existence. So I would like to tell the application in a small formula. Cultivate solid knowledge, solid values. First is cultivate solid values. I'll again tell you a story. There was one carpenter who do very nice carpentry work for his boss. For many years he did that. And when it was time for him to retire, he told his boss that I would like to retire now. So the boss told him, "Just last one piece you make for me. I'm giving you one house. Use whatever material you want to use and make as you want in the best possible way." But this person was feeling quite tired and he was even frustrated. So he used the cheapest of wood, cheapest of color, cheapest of all material and just filled up the house with all rubbish and just finished off with the work and got that key and gave it to his boss. The work is done. What did his boss do? He took that key and gave him back. "This is my gift to you because you are retiring." Oh no, what did I do? If I would have known that this house is going to be for me, I would have used it in the best way. So if we fill our life with cheapest of values, cheapest of principles, we will also lament. We have all facilities around us to fill our life with good qualities of tolerance, patience, humility, straightforwardness. But if we will fill our life with cheating, fraud, wrong things, then we will have to lament. Second application, association. If a dust particle associates with air, it can go and sit on the crown of a king. But the same dust particle, if associates with water, it becomes mud. And then it comes under the feet of the passerbys. So it is we who have to decide whose association we want to take. If we want to have solid values, then let's take association of people, those who have solid values. Right? Next is society based on loving relationship. This is a real-time thing. A few years ago, Olympic organizers thought that let's have a running competition between mentally crippled children. They had 9 competitors. When the whistle blew, all children started running towards the final line. But one child kept on falling once, twice, and then it started crying. And to the surprise of all the audience, all the 8 children stopped, turned back, saw that child fallen, went to him, helped him to get up. Not even that, one small girl who was a patient of Down's went and kissed that child and told, "This will help you in healing." And to the most surprisable thing, what they did the next, they held hand of each other, made a big line, all 9 of them, and started walking towards the final goal all at the same time. Tears were falling out of the eyes of all the audience. Are we mentally crippled or are they? Nobody needs to learn lesson of love. Why? Because love is a basic need of soul. We all are hankering for love, to love others and to feel loved. We don't need any material prerequisites for loving. So if we have a society based on loving relationship, we can make best of our lifestyle. Next is cassette. Just wait. Service attitude. Love means service. If I tell that I love you, but if I don't want to do anything for you, what type of love it is? Love always means service. Whenever you, if you see around, mother says, "I love." How does a mother express his love? By doing something for the child. How does we express love to our teachers, our parents, our family members, to others? By doing something for them. Love means service. And what the greatest service we can do to the society? If a child is lost on the road, somebody can come and serve him by giving him some clothes. Somebody will come and give him food. Somebody will sit with him for some time. But a person who really wants to serve him will do what? He'll take him back to his father, who is going to take permanent care of him. So we know that we all are lost children of our Supreme Father. And now, when we know, we have some insight in the knowledge, then what is the greatest service we can do to others? Take them back and show them the direction towards the Supreme Father. It is the greatest service we can do. Next is, set targets. There was one professor in his college. He got a big glass jar and then he put some tennis ball into that till the brim. Then he wanted to push more, but he couldn't push. So he asked the students, "Can I put something more here?" Students said, "It is full. You can't put it." So he got some sand and he put it. Will the sand go inside? Yeah, because there is some space in between the balls. So he put the sand. Some amount of sand went. And then when the sand was filled till the brim, he got 2 glasses of water and put it. Still it went. So, moral is that if he would have filled the jar in the beginning with sand, anything more could have gone? Can that ball go? No. Why? Because important thing has to go first. The big thing has to go first. Let's make our priorities in the life and decide what we want to fill our life with, the sand or the ball. What is more important? We all know that loving relationship is more important. We all know that loving God, doing service to God and devotees is important, but we keep it at the last. We think when we will become old, we will do it. But why? Is this not important? We fill our life with something petty like earning money, job, whole day, morning to evening, we are running. But what we are doing is we are putting sand in our life. So let's prioritize our life, decide what we want to fill our life with, and then let these other things be just as a support to this primary goal. Don't we want to fill our life with a loving relationship, with actual genuine love for everyone else around? Don't we want to have real knowledge, peace and happiness? And let's fill our life with these things and then put secondary other things in life. Next is protective shield. The life in Kali Yuga is full of cheaters and cheated. Yeah, everywhere we see, there is a lot of cheating, a lot of fraud going on around. So definitely we have to protect ourselves if we want to have ourselves being protected. We can protect ourselves from outside by being in association with genuine, devoted people. But is it sufficient? The enemy is sitting inside. Along with the protection from outside, we have to have protection coming from inside. If you see, China built a huge wall. It's one of the seven wonders of the world because it is 1,600 miles long. But even after building that wall, China was attacked 3 times. And they found that every time, the reason were the people inside were corrupted. If inner side is corrupted, if inner is not strong, there is no point having just protection from outside. And how can we protect our own self? By having deep faith in Lord and His devotees. He will definitely protect me. If I follow His rules and regulations, if I am genuine in my dealings, He will definitely protect me. Have this faith, and that will definitely give us a lot of strength from within. Protective shield. Next, reasonable expectation. Keep our life reasonable. Don't have beautiful people syndrome, what we call. If you see around, big billboards, advertisement, TV, and looking at the stars and the sports stars and TV stars, we also feel that let's have life like them, let's wear clothes like them. And if we see around, what has happened? For the girls, the clothes have started going down from the top and up from the bottom. Yeah? Have you seen this change? The clothes are going down from the top. And from the bottom, it's going up. Because we see this type of people on the movies and in around us, on the this wallpapers and all. And we feel also, let's also walk like them. This is called as beautiful people syndrome. But if we go and see in their life, are they really happy? They're just having a big mask of happiness around just to earn some amount of money and cheap prestige. But there is no real satisfaction. So, let's come out of this and have reasonable expectations. Let's value what Krishna has given us and balance our life, and then we can be happy. Next is straightforwardness. If we are straightforward in our dealings, simplicity, honesty, chastity, purity, success is sure to come. Be sure about it. Be confident about it. Let's avoid duplicity. Let's avoid cheating and fraud. And this we can do only if senses are controlled. Sense urges are called as like itching. We all have experience of itching. So if we have desire of itching, what happens? If you go and itch, the desire will increase. So best solution is just control it for some time. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ji Ki. If we can keep our senses controlled, then they will really help us in doing all the things, whatever we have talked before, in the right direction. But even if one sense is uncontrolled, the whole goal will get destroyed. When a flight takes off at New York, we know that the pilots are trained to particular direction at particular angle they have to take off. When the flight takes off to go to Israel, if it takes 1 degree north turn, how much? 1 degree. Is 1 degree big thing? Just from here to little here. Big deal about it. But you know where the flight will reach? Instead of Israel, it will go to Moscow. Small thing can make big difference. So a small sense control will make big changes in our life. And if small like in sense control will make big difference in our destination. So if we summarize this whole application, it becomes cassette press. I will show you here. And when we fill our life with these values, with this association, with chanting, then automatically the life will get tuned to these solid values, to this lifestyle so much that anytime, whenever we are pressed with difficulties, obstacles, what will happen? When a cassette is pressed, what comes out? Music. So when we have these values, associations, straightforwardness engraved in our life, what happens? That how much ever Maya tries to press us, the music of Hare Krishna will come out. We'll be happy and we can tell Maya, Tenga, I'm not going to get depressed. I'm happy. How much ever you try to take me away, I'm fixed in my determination. I'm fixed in my courage and I'm going to be strong. And then we will be successful. So Srila Prabhupada would tell that it's not wrong in following this Western country, scientific technology, progress is not bad. USA is like a strong person, but it has no vision. It has no spiritual heritage. It has no culture. It is blind. But India, though weak, like a lame person, but has a strong spiritual vision. And when a strong person carries a lame person, though he is blind, because of the vision of this Indian culture, they can make best out of it. So, I would just like to conclude here. Before that, I think we'll just go over the slideshow. Can we just start? We'll just go over it and summarize it fast. This is the life now that we have already reached on moon, but still the lamentation stays ahead. So, let's be genius. And all of you have already got certificate that you are genius. You have already proved to yourself that you are genius. We saw how the clever king took part as a genius and made his life successful. Lifestyle in 21st century looks as if just we are part of this. But though it has given us all these values, all these facilities, modernization, industrialization, technology, communication. But what is the second side of the coin? Though we are trying to become fast and fast and fast, but second side is showing us a lot of frustration, physical diseases, mental diseases, behavioral problems. Go ahead. So I asked you this question. I would like to have a life full of, just go ahead, faster. And the answer is happiness, satisfaction, love, integrity, peace. But if we re-examine ourselves, we see around us that we are not having anything of this, but the life is more full of frustration and difficulties. When we are looking for happiness, we are seeing more of anxiety and stress. We are looking for peace, but we are seeing more of terrorism. We are looking for good, healthy, loving relationship, but we are having strained relationship. And hence, the life has become burdensome, more distressful. Let's take a pause. Let's introspect. Introspect and decide what we want. Have we left behind our values long behind in pursuit of happiness? Have we left our real key to happiness? If we will not listen to the whisper of the Lord, then we will get a brick. Go ahead. So first step in getting the things right is to decide what you want. The solution is a regulated life, as I discussed, gratitude, satisfaction, use intelligence to have the real knowledge, courage, determination, and ABCD of simple life. So join the happies and you will become happy. Application, cultivate solid values, association, society based on loving relationship, set targets, engage your mind. Service attitude. Engage mind and body. Protective shield. Reasonable expectation. Straightforwardness. And sense control. So this formula, if you see, it has made cassette press. And when we are pressed, if we have these values engraved in our life, automatically the music of Krishna will come out. Srila Prabhupada has said that let the East meet the West, but realize that our culture is the best. So it's my request to all of you that you all are young, full of vigor, full of education, full of lot of influence. Make these values and culture engraved in your lifestyle. Make it as a basic solid foundation so that nothing else from outside can change. And then you all can take the spiritual heritage all throughout the world, wherever you go. Because it is not only necessary for us, but it is mandatory. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us, Bharat Bhumite Hoilo Manushya Janmajar Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropakar. So we Indians have responsibility to value our culture, to engrave it in our lifestyle, and take it everywhere we go. Let East meet the West, but realize our culture is the best. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Premanjari Mataji. From her lecture, we have understood one thing, that she is a wonderful speaker and she has explained this whole subject matter so nicely. And she's the right person to do it because she is successful both professionally, materially and spiritually, because she's practicing all this in her life. Just for your information, she was a gold medalist in her MD radiology, and you know how much you have to slog to be a gold medalist. But still, she maintained a perfect balance and she maintained her spiritual life